The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And good morning, everyone. Peter Boyle is in for the guys, and we'll explain why. It's Thursday, the April 4th edition, 710 KNUS Weather Center weather. It's going to be a good one. 73 the high, 74 Friday, and then it slips a little bit on the weekend, 56, 55, and starts back up. Actually, I'm going on spring break tomorrow, but what's taking place will be a good one. Jeff and Billy, we traded a day because Jeff and Billy will be coming to you from the actually, Jeff, I think, is going to be in Pueblo at the Republican convention. Jeff will join us a little later in the morning, and I think Billy anchors on this end of the show. So we're trading off one day for one day. A show that an idea that I've been really working on and reading about, and I just think it's an opinion. 303-696-1971. Want yours? What will happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? What are we headed for? Now, there are people I've been reading for the last couple of days who say a civil war. What if Donald Trump is convicted, goes, but wins the 2024? Would they let him out? What do you think would happen in the country? And Donald Trump supporters have been famously loyal. They follow his lead when he said 2020 was stolen. Some of them even stormed the Capitol to defend his honor and ended up in deep legal trouble, and it just doesn't matter. So should Donald Trump go to jail? Will Donald Trump go to jail? If he goes to jail, what happens if he's convicted and goes but wins? Look at this one. All right, Blake's got the news for the morning. Hey, Blake, good morning, man. Thank you.
Hey, legend, good morning. Welcome to the show. 39 and clear in Denver, expecting highs in the mid-70s today. The 710 5-day forecast is coming up. Our top story, Colorado turning cameras on soon to catch drivers crossing those double white lines marking the express lane between Monument and Castle Rock on I-25. Fines start at $75, but double if not paid within 20 days. The same technology is being used right now on I-70, the Mountain Corridor, and C-470. So be aware of that this morning. Lawmakers trimmed the list of places guns would not be allowed in Colorado as the bill passed the state Senate. Senator Chris Colker says there are fewer sensitive spaces.
We amended the bill where we reduced the number of places. We changed the title of the bill. Changed some of the penalties into the bill.
All right, Mayor Mike Johnston has announced a plan to reduce gun violence in the city. He's identified five specific areas where gun violence happens more frequently and will be given special attention, including a section of Oneida Street, part of East Colfax, and Paco Sanchez Park. Johnston says his goal is to reduce gun violence in Denver by 20% this year. Lofty goals. A shooting left two people injured in Denver on Wednesday. Police called to a strip mall along West Federal and found two people who had been shot. Both were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses say it happened during a dispute between two people. The Biden administration says they have no plans to change its policy toward Israel after seven humanitarian aid workers were killed. The president expects a swift and thorough investigation. Biden holds a call with Prime Minister Netanyahu today. Now, President Biden at the White House Wednesday was all over the place again and way off on math once again.
And the mechanism and the mechanisms, but the Republicans were able to cut back on the fact that only they were not able. The only thing they couldn't defeat was the seniors. It cuts the deficit by $160 billion.
That is incorrect. All right, news brought to you by Lair Fireplace and Patio, Denver's premier source for everything fireplace, patio, and grills. Locally owned and operated since 1954. Online at LairFireplacePatio.com. 34 in Boulder, 37 in Parker, 39 in Denver. Nuggets go for three straight tonight at the Clippers, Avalanche at the Wild tonight in Minnesota, and the Cubs sweep the Rockies opening day tomorrow at Coors Field at 2:12. The Rockies are 1-6 after the 9-8 loss last night to the Cubbies. Peter is in for Jeff and Billy. The legend continues. Blake Olson, News Talk 17.
Can you stay for a second?
Yeah, you bet.
So I've been really thinking about this. There it is. Our contact number, 303-696-1971. Join the show. What do you think would happen in America if Donald Trump is convicted and goes to prison? Mind you, he has 91 felony charges and 4 criminal cases. If what would happen, number one, if he went to prison?
Man, that is a great question. And I've thought of that as well. I think there would be riots in the streets, but I don't think it would last. But I also think this is what the left wants. They want to create chaos, and they want to create instability. And at times, I think they want to take us into a police state, and that's what would happen. I mean, you know, I think about probably 20 or 30 different things, but there already is a civil war, as we know. I mean, as far as ideology right now, but it's frightening to think about.
I put a list together. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump goes to prison, convicted, mm-hmm. but wins the 2024. Now what?
Well, legally, I've heard a couple of scholars on this and attorneys discuss this as far as the Constitution and how we would operate. I have no idea at this point if that were to happen.
Would they let him out because he won?
There would be an enormous fight to let him out, and then there would be an enormous fight to not let him out.
So a lot of charges out there right now that he's facing, and he didn't get real good news yesterday on his...
He's going to lose that one, though. He's going to lose that one, and then they're going to appeal it, and then all these will look frivolous for the most part. I don't know. I don't think in the end he'll go. I don't think he'll be jailed. I think they're going to take it to the brink, the left. That's my guess. That's my hope. I don't want to see riots in the street, but
you think it'd happen?
I think it could.
Yeah.
I think it could, but I think it's more possible on the left to riot.
But who would if Donald Trump went to prison and the riot that you were talking, riots plural, mm-hmm. who would those rioters be?
Good question.
Wouldn't be leftist.
Oh, yeah, I think it would.
Why?
I disagree, because they've already proven that that's what they do best. They did it in 2020.
Why would they do it for Donald Trump?
Are you saying because he was elected?
No. You said, and I do believe part of that, the rioting, the Civil War part of this, if Donald Trump goes to the penitentiary or jail, whatever you want to call it, and why would the left come out and riot because Trump was in jail? It doesn't.
Oh, no. I see. No, I apologize. No, they would not. They would not.
And who
riot,
would it be?
Of course. Yeah. And see, when you say that, I think responsible people on the right would not do that. The majority of people are not going to. They're just going to protect themselves in their homes, in their communities, in their places, the towns outside major cities that are run by Democrats. Yeah. I think we'd be a more individual, protective state at that point.
Let's watch. Thanks, brother. Yeah. It's good to work with you, man.
You as well.
All right. It's Thursday morning. We'll do the weather and right back. All right, 303-696-1971. Peter Boyles in for the fellows, and they'll be back tomorrow and then on Saturday as well. It's a Thursday morning, April 4, 2024. Already some text messaging coming in. Lines are wide open, 303-696-1971. This is a question I've asked myself. In fact, it was going to be the Saturday show, and I won't be here, and the fellows will. Donald Trump facing 91 felony counts, four criminal cases. And his supporters have, again, following his lead, when asked about the severity of his legal troubles, they talked about the badge of honor, the phony charges, the weaponized Justice Department, all these phrases that are frequently used. What will happen if, and if's a big word, if Donald Trump goes to prison? 303-696-1971. This is a critique. A former president, I'll read this, with Secret Service protection could not go to prison. I don't know how you figure that one. Check it instead of doing what you're doing. I've checked it quite a bit. There's never been an American president sitting in office or ex-president that's ever faced criminal charges. The closest I think it could have come maybe was Richard Nixon, and indeed what happened. Again, back to the wall. If Trump was convicted, I would recommend exile on St. Helens. Well, that's where Napoleon was sent to St. Helens. What do you think would happen? What would even better be if he's convicted, goes, but then wins the 2024? Back to perhaps the critique of the Secret Service, where they let him out. But it is really interesting in prepping for the show. I think we got that effect that I thought we could play, because this is, how many times did you hear this chant? Lock her up. Lock her up. All the same people cheering, lock Hillary Clinton up. And Donald Trump said both Joe Biden and Barack Obama should be in jail for 50 years. It's a quote. He wondered why Tim Kaine and Marco Rubio had not faced criminal charges. He's also, again, lock her up was a great chant. There were at least 27 of Donald Trump's apparent political foes since launching his 2016 campaign. Donald Trump has stated, otherwise suggested, these people should be indicted and or jailed. And that's an ABC news story. And I know that a lot of rejection because it's ABC. But that, the count is the count. And none of those people, by the way, had been charged with any crimes. But the crowd cheering, lock her up. And now the time has come. 303-696-1971. It is amazing. What could you imagine? The White House apparatus moved to a jail cell, and, you know, can't have a phone in prison, somebody said. Seriously, what do you think would happen? Take it first step first. Donald Trump, and he's facing, at least from what I read, 91 counts in four different cases. So if he goes to prison. What do you really think? What would happen in America? What would happen in Denver? What do you think people would do? It's a Thursday. Peter Boyles, nice day, 73 the high, 74 tomorrow on Friday. The guys will be back, and the weekend drops off. And Jeff will join us a little bit later this morning. And Billy and Jeff are going to work on Saturday. And I think Billy anchors here, and Jeff goes down to Pueblo. The wall, you know, Donald Trump's not going anywhere. Well, okay. But if 303-696-1971, there was a presidential historian that I read by the name of Douglas Brinkley, and he's a professor at Rice University. And I read his piece on the probability, and he said it's plausible that Donald Trump could be president even briefly while in prison. He goes on to say it's plausible this could happen, but we're not just talking pie in the sky. Back to the other text messenger said it's not going to happen. Well, others believe Donald Trump behind bars, the Justice Department, the White House apparatus could be moved to a jail cell. This is the same professor from Rice who went on to say he could possibly govern through his lawyers. Lawyer would be his chief of staff. Is it unlikely? In telling Donald Trump's followers, who are really tremendously devoted, we're already getting some of their text messaging, Donald Trump is facing 91 felony charges, 4 criminal cases. And if you listen to talk radio, you hear the terms, it's a badge of honor to do that to him. These are phony charges, weaponized by the Justice Department, or phrases that you frequently hear. And the internet is like anywhere you want to go, anytime you want to go. But Donald Trump apparently, very rarely, if possible, speaks about what could happen to him. And he was at a campaign stop at Clive, Iowa, I don't know if it's Cleve or Clive. And he's quoted as, what they don't understand is that I'm willing to go to jail if that's what it takes for our country to win and become a democracy again. September, he was on Meet the Press. He said he isn't worried about going to jail. He said, I don't even think about it. I would. Instead, he goes on and about going to jail. He said, and by the way, there's this Republican from Hilton Head, Arizona. I think he will govern well from wherever he is. All right, we got a bunch of text messaging again. If Trump goes to prison, obviously he goes to prison. All right. I say lock up Hillary and Donald together and in the same cell. Then we can see who will pull a Jeffrey Epstein. That's funny. Thank you. This one. They will be celebrating like their team won the championship. I think it's destruction. Few small fires, possibly a shooting or two, but nothing major. Are you sure? And this one says, no, there are not that many charges against him. No, they truly are. I've triple-checked that. And a lot of them have already been dropped. No, I think that number remains. But I'm certainly willing to relook at it. But I looked at it again last night, and that seems to be the agreed-upon number. Trump supporters, and some of them, actually, it's interesting. There's a lot of diversion here in the text messaging. Donald Trump supporters are famously loyal. I mean, it's incredibly loyal. They follow his lead, and he said that the 2020 was stolen. Everything happened after that. To the wall. Not listening to Peter Boyle's what? Dreams of Trump in prison. Switched to 650. I don't know what's at 650. But
static.
Yeah, you can't answer that. You can't. A question now becomes politicized. From the wall, I keep crossing my fingers. Trump has some sort of medical episode and has to drop out. Don't say that on the air. It's really interesting that now a question, questioning something that looms. A lot of text messaging. The moment itself, and many of them are many of the Trump supporters. And again, if you listen to talk, they'd be willing to have him, even from prison. He would be their president if he's convicted. I'll read this to you. Dana Duke. If he's convicted and he wins, put the Oval Office in whatever prison they have to. Interesting line. It would be kind of fun to see it, actually. I know that sounds crazy. That's a Trump supporter. He can run for president if he's behind bars. Sure. He would still be in the same amount of votes. Would it help or hurt? All right, we'll start it out. Let's see what time it is. We're 20. We're ready to pause, boss, for the first break. We'll come back. Calls or lines are loaded up. It's a Thursday morning. Peter Boyle's in for the fellas. You want to... I got to wait. Kelly Michaels has the board this morning. 303. You want a break? Okay, take the call. All right. Let's just take the call. Hey Jay, you're on a radio show. Thank you. It's early morning.
Good morning to you, sir, and thank you again. The thing is about us with Trump, or me. I should speak for me and everybody else I know. He stands for freedom of America. Less taxes means more freedom.
Question is, what will happen if he went to prison?
That question I don't know the legal system.
All I'm asking you is your opinion. What would happen if he went to prison?
I think all of us supporters are still going to be supporting him.
Do you think
in every way we can.
Okay, but
there's only so much us public
One more time. Let me try again. What would happen, do you think, in the streets of or in the area of or in the neighborhood? What would happen? Serious question. If Donald Trump goes to prison, I've been reading about this for a week, and there's a lot of people that believe we are headed for, and I put it in quotes on my worksheet, civil war.
Well, but the thing is, whoever said that, bad things will happen when good men stand down. But us good people don't do the riots.
So go back to I know, but back to my question again.
Will be a bunch of riots. There probably will be. Right. And there probably be supporters of, I don't know what you would call them, Peter, but there would be a bunch of people being proud. Oh, we're happy. Mission accomplished. That's probably what they're
No, I understand all that. I'm still just asking you what would occur. And the other one is, which was my sidebar, or actually should
can
have been.
Can I ask you, what do you think will happen?
I think a combination of things would happen. Because I put that tag on there, if he's convicted and goes but wins the 2024, now he's in jail. But he's elected president of the United States. It's never happened before.
How does that work? Does that work if he's convicted? Yep. Can he still be a president or not? Yep. I don't know.
I can't seem to find any legal opinions. I've been reading this. Douglas Brinkley's his name. He's a presidential historian. He's a professor at Rice University. I read him for a couple of days, and he said it's plausible. He said
it is plausible.
There you go. I mean, that's the answer that I came up with, and it's not my answer. But Trump could be president while in prison. His line, Douglas Brinkley's line, is Trump could be president, while in prison. It's plausible this could happen, and we're not talking about pie in the sky. In other words, he said there's a real possibility.
Now, how does the justice system or the legal system, because if you have certain crimes against you, you can't run for an office. I thought that's the way the legal system
was. But he's not convicted. He's not a felon. I mean, if he's convicted, he's convicted. But I still think, I don't think you can own a gun, but you can vote. In other words, that's a great question, too. But he hasn't been convicted of anything. So it's a complicated but simple question. I mean, I love you as a first caller. So I'll give it to you one more time. Curveball.
Okay.
Would they let him out?
Would they? I don't think so, because I think the rest of them all think that if he gets into power again or into office again, Therefore, a lot of jobs are going to be jeopardized. So I think there's a lot of money and a lot of players in the whatever.
Right.
There's a lot of big money players that don't want him in, and they might be pulling some strength. They will try to pull every
those things aside. And those are, you know, on the edges of this. What would happen if he goes? A good call, brother. Thank you, man. Good morning. We go to Dwayne, April the 4th. Dwayne, good morning. Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. Hey.
Good morning, sir. Always nice to talk to the man on these situations. If we remember back when Trump was first elected, the whole country was going splitting the seams, and a congressman out of Texas, Green, immediately was invoking the impeachment proceedings for the president first day in office. So what's going to change from that situation 8 years ago now? I don't think much.
With respect, what would happen if Donald Trump goes to prison?
Well, he's got the appeals process, which will get him out of
New York. I understand all those things. The question remains the same. It isn't just New York. It's Georgia, you know, the other Florida state. What would happen if Donald Trump goes to prison?
Well, Georgia, I think, is pretty much blown apart right now. I don't think anybody will be able to get a conviction on the RICO case down there.
All I'm asking you is,
what if?
Yeah.
Okay, what if? If he goes to prison, I see our country at a constitutional crisis beyond anyone that's ever been seen. Will we have riots? I see it's kind of like France back in the 1970s.
Mm.
The tribalism will have been such that, you know, there was no middle. There was, you know, two sides and the fires were in between.
You're absolutely spot on. Remember, there was, Rudy the Red, all those guys. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, Europe was torn apart by
And Italy was just as bad. Heck, you couldn't even take a picture outside of an airplane.
No, you're right.
Because it was considered a terrorist country. I didn't realize that when I was flying over there something.
Paris got torn apart. And
Remember,
there was a Bader Meinhof gang. Remember those guys? And
There were many different factions of basically the same group.
And they were all leftist.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I kind of see the left being more crazy about everything than the right. Mm. And what after RFK said to Aaron Burnett the other day about Biden and his censorship of President Trump and himself, I think that kind of put a big bright light bulb on everything for a few seconds.
But all things aside, and I have this as two sort of separate connected questions, he goes, but he has won the 2024. Would they let him out?
Can't he pardon himself?
You know, that's the question that all these people are talking about. Why he runs for office is because he wants to give himself the El Paso. I don't know if anybody can pardon themselves. I've heard that sort of as a condition, but I don't have an answer.
Well, that's why I think that his vice presidential choice is going to be so monumental, far more than any other in the last 100 years, at least.
Yeah, because you know,
see happening.
No, I mean, again, it's like the road splits in so many different directions. Your call's spot on.
I see his vice presidential pick, and you know, the joke was, you know, Trump gets convicted, the vice president takes over.
Yes,
he steps up and says, "I pardon Donald Trump."
And then
he says, "I make him my vice president."
Yeah.
And then he's going to step down. So, you know.
That's the scenario I've read. Yeah, it's the one I've read.
So I could sit there and see something that silly going on.
Ooh.
Politics have always been a fun game, but this time here around.
Serious.
I don't even think Mad Magazine could come up with anything as crazy as what we're seeing right
so
now.
So well said. Take care of yourself. Thank you very much. All right, we got a turn coming. 303-696-1971. A lot to read from the wall. It's a Thursday morning. Peter Boyle's in for Jeff and Billy. What would happen if Donald Trump went to prison? 710 KNUS. Peter Boyle's for the boys. They will be back on Saturday. They'll be back here tomorrow as well. Good morning, everyone. April 4, 2024, 710 KUS, Denver's Talk Station. 73 the high today and 74 on Friday. And then the the weekend, the bottom drops out a little bit. It has really been interesting so far. Phone number, if you were calling before you got a busy, pick up the phone, get right on, 303-696-1971. I've been reading all week about this, and it's been one of these questions. And what will happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? Where are we headed? And if he's convicted and goes to prison, but when's the 2024? Okay, so the wall is just lit up. And I'll just read them to you as I go down the list. He can't pardon himself in the New York State case. All right. Next one. Donald Trump will pardon himself. Antifa will take the streets. Good and decent people will be forced to take action to end it. Truckers would stop all deliveries and raise holy hell and boycotts. Wasn't it you who said ifs and buts? No, I've never said that. We're candy and nuts. I never said that. He could pardon himself on the federal convictions. Next one is, here you have Hillary Clinton did nothing to who had server, built the server. Now, we've been over that. But I'm just saying he wanted her locked up. Peter, the answer that you're looking for is riots, which is exactly what the Dems want the nation to think. A little infants acting. Well, you know, I can't see the left running into the streets because Donald Trump's in prison. If Trump goes to prison, there will be no civil war. Any rioting would be done by celebrating leftists. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to Frank. Hey, Frank, you're on a radio show Thursday morning. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Yeah, I've been listening to you on Saturdays. Got a great show on Saturday.
Kind.
Anyway,
you.
This is what will happen. The conservatives or the right don't riot. I mean, we proved that over the last 50 years. The liberals are always the ones out in the streets because they're irrational and they're emotional and all that stuff. So there won't be any riots from the right side. So I think the riots will be minimal, or there won't be any riots probably. But this is what will happen is the government won't be able to go in place. The military will take over, and they'll assassinate the top generals because they're all a bunch of leftists.
Ooh.
And the people who really know what's going on in the world, namely the military, will take over and make sure we're protected because it'll be a very scary time for international wars, et cetera.
Legitimately, if you know history, a hobby, the streets belong to the left. If you read, going back to the French Revolution, but the streets belong to the left. And your point about, the right taking the streets, you can debate what happened, what happened in Germany, or what happened in Italy, those kinds of things. But by and large, since the end of the Second World War, the streets belong to the left. If the military coup. So
that's the most likely scenario because, the top people in the military are definitely a bunch of leftists, especially the guys in charge now, like Milley and, I can't remember their names right now, but they're just a bunch of leftists. And they'll be assassinated by the people who really know what's going on in the world. The lower echelons in the military, they'll be locked up or assassinated. Because the truth is, especially the zombie vote for Democrats don't have a clue what's going on in the world. And the truth is, the military knows what's going on in the world. They're often silenced by politicians. I mean, because the politicians don't want the truth out.
The way that it's set up is, and ask Douglas MacArthur and Harry Truman, but civilians run the show. And even though so many of those brave men and women, particularly the guys who went through it, that dealt under Carter or that time period, or even knew what Richard Nixon was doing was lying. So, but they still follow orders. Saying everybody goes rogue at this point?
Well, I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying when you say the civilians run the show. They run the show till they can't run it anymore. And when they can't run it anymore, people who can run it step up.
Mm.
That's what'll happen.
Not in this country.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. We're on very uncharted ground, as you.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I totally agree.
And I'm just, I'm just telling you what I think. You asked the question.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, I appreciate it. It's, is it possible that.
Well, here's another scenario.
All right.
So it also depends on who wins Congress, House and Senate. There's so many zombie Democrat voters out there that there could be Trump could be the president and might have a Democrat House and Senate.
Sure.
In which case, order may prevail, and they may just impeach the guy and move on.
But let me get the curveball question is, if he's convicted and goes, but wins the 2024, then what?
I thought that's what I just said.
No, I realize that. There's two questions here. If he just goes to prison flat out, are we headed for a civil war?
You mean before the election?
You pick the time period. It really doesn't matter. But,
it's about law and order.
Yeah.
The question is, will law and order prevail? Law and order doesn't always prevail, Peter.
Let me reset.
Here it has, for the most part.
Okay, but this is April, and the voting is in November. So back it all the way out, it would be far to assume May, June, July, August. You know, it's in a quick amount of time the country votes. Could it possibly be, the New York hush money case opens up pretty soon? All things aside, even how about if he's sitting in the Oval Office and he still wins, or wins, but still gets convicted? And would they remove
him? If he's in the Oval Office and gets convicted,
yeah.
Well, the question is, like I said, who has the House and Senate?
Yeah.
If Republicans have the House and the Senate, then there's at least a modicum of hope that their law and order will prevail. They'll write whatever laws they have to overturn, this Mickey Mouse that's been going on for the last 3.5 years. But if Democrats are in charge, then the revolution will continue. I mean, it's not, when I say the military will take over, I don't know if you ever, I'm sure you've read it, the Seven Days in May.
It's one of my favorites.
I mean,
I don't know if you knew that. That is predicated on some reality, and that was the 7 days in May.
The people are there, Peter. I'm telling you right now, the people in the military are not just a bunch of zombies. Like
No, that's not. In the 7 days in May, following the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Bay of Pigs and all that insanity that the Kennedys were involved in, the fact that Jack Kennedy did not invade Cuba as was promised by Richard Nixon, and there was a lot of talk internally by lieutenant generals and major generals and cross service stuff about would they coup on Richard Nixon, and there, I think Fletcher Neville wrote 7 days in May, and
That was a big book. I was the great best reader in high school, but at that one I couldn't put it down.
Oh no! And it was based on, from some historians say LeMay might have been part of this. You'd say junta or whatever you want to call it.
I'm being told away LeMay.
But I just finished this book called "The Road to Surrender," the final 2 weeks before the Japanese bail out. And what LeMay's role in all of that was, and there was a third bomb, and they did, they were looking at the numbers of bombs that they would have, and by December, they thought they'd have at least 10 bombs, and they were gonna drop it. I got to pull the pin. Love to call. Thanks, Frank. Thanks a lot. 303-696-1971. There's two lines open. It's going to be 73 for a high. I'm Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. We are Denver's Talk Station. Kelly Michaels has the con. I'm Peter Boyle, sitting in for the guys. It's a Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. Good old 710 KNUS, 73 the high, 74 tomorrow. So what we're doing is on Saturday, I won't be here, but it is the Republican convention in Pueblo. Jeff Hunt will be with me here a little bit later this morning. Billy will stay here, anchor it, and Jeff's going to Pueblo, so it's a trade for all of us. What would happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? What would happen? We're jammed up. We've got a lot to read, but we'll start with Ralph. Ralph, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Oh, Peter, I thought we got rid of you for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the place to start is basically the 14th Amendment. And I want to emphasize one word in the 14th Amendment, and that is the word hold. Doesn't say anything about a criminal. What it says is that no person shall hold any office, civil or military, under the United States, if. So whether or not Trump is convicted of a crime is sort of secondary as to whether or not he can become president again and pardon himself if he chooses to do so.
Let's take them one at a time.
Right. Now let's step back and go.
Okay. What if Donald Trump goes to prison? What would happen internally in this country? I guess you could do externally as well, but stay in the neighborhood. What would happen if Donald Trump goes to prison?
Okay. Yeah. Peter, you're right. There are two separate questions. He could be in prison if he commits a crime and be president. There's nothing that says that he can't. That's why I say that there are two issues here. I just gave you the second one, not the first.
I mean, the possibility of Donald Trump becoming president while in prison, I think, is pretty remote. But what would it trigger? And I mean, it would trigger a constitutional crisis. And he could have been thrown in prison, qualified to be on the ballot, and get elected. I mean, I've really been trying to write this down and read. There's a lot to read about this. His attorneys would no doubt argue that he should not be in prison because it would impede him from doing his job as the newly elected president of the United States, and they'd push to get him out. And if none of that worked, theoretically, he can pardon himself. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's where the two things meet. I have to ask you, why is he in prison?
Well, that's right.
And that is the question. Yeah, the Supreme Court has managed in the Colorado case to avoid the issues. Right.
Yeah, but
that was
ridiculous, the people who filed that lawsuit. Yes.
Well, no, and the Supreme Court basically was a matador with a cape and the bull, or we will all be the other end of the bull, BS.
Yeah.
But the bottom thing is the court, according to the Supreme Court of Colorado, Trump has engaged in an insurrection, not affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court.
And he hasn't.
So that's why the issue. But that's why. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in fairness, he's not been convicted of anything. He's the Georgia case, the RICO in Georgia.
No. Agreed. Yeah. Totally agreed.
So,
he's not been convicted. It's all future and we're dealing with. Let me go to something you've touched before, which is 7 days in May.
Hmm?
Very briefly. I graduated from the Air Force Academy in 67. We saw 7 days in May, the spring of that year before our graduation. And one of my classmates and I, after we watched it, discussed it. And I think I was on my way to the 14th way that the military had screwed up doing a coup. And he looks at me and he says, Ralph, you know, it never will happen. And I said, why? And he says, the oath.
Yeah.
And it hit me. He's right.
Yeah.
The oath is not to the president. The oath is to the Constitution, so it doesn't matter who's president. Your loyalty is first and foremost to that bunch of words. So the question becomes, which side does the military fall on it will fall on the side of the Constitution.
But
now,
in Neville's book, this the junta, the junta of these general officers, and it really was, I mean, there was some reality to it from my reading.
Oh, absolutely.
Following the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis, that the United States did not go to war. And we, the guy mentioned LeMay. LeMay was willing, wanted to. And on the other end, we now know the Soviets did everything they could to keep Che Guevara's hands off the button because he was so nuts. Guevara really wanted to launch. So what a but the talk of a coup d'etat. I got to give you the last comment because I'm on the wall. Take it, it's yours.
The last comment is this. Coups run only if all of the officer corps goes the same way. Look at the colonels and below to decide which way the military is going to go, and my bet is it is going to support the Constitution, whoever wins.
One more, if you remember, if you read the book, The Day of the Jackal, there was a real jackal, and he did, they were going after Charles de Gaulle, and who hired them? The French colonels. The French army has this system where you can make colonel, but it's tough to get further than that. It's really political after that. But they wanted de Gaulle. This was after Algeria, and they wanted to kill Charles de Gaulle. And it's the Day of the Jackal is also predicated.
But the colonels had already. But Peter, the colonels in the French army had already overthrown the Fourth Republic.
Oh no! Listen, de Gaulle, believe me, they had the stroke to do it. Love you all. Thank good call, everybody. Stand by. 303-696-1971. What will happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? Would we be headed for a civil war? He's convicted, but wins the 2024.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.